From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. President Vladimir Putin canceled a planned visit to Paris for October 19th, according to the Kremlin Tuesday. It came after French President François Hollande accused Syrian troops of committing a war crime in Aleppo with Russia's support. Meanwhile, French President François Hollande said he was ready at any time to meet with President Putin. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Hollande on Tuesday emphasized why Syria needed to be the focus on any talks with Russia.
Le dialogue est nécessaire avec la Turquie.
He said he believes dialogue with Russia must be firm and open. He said he is ready to meet with Putin at any time if it would further peace in Syria and make the bombings there stop. On Monday, the French foreign minister said Russia could face war crimes over its bombing campaign in Syria's northern city of Aleppo. Russia has repeatedly denied attacking civilians in Syria, saying it targets terrorist groups in support of President Bashar al-Assad's government. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Amnesty International Tuesday welcomed Jordan's move to allow aid deliveries to thousands of Syrians that are trapped on its desert border, but called for a long-term solution to the crisis. The group says more than 70,000 Syrians are trapped in hellish conditions on a remote area. Samsung Tuesday announced that it's totally stopping production of its troubled Galaxy Note 7 smartphone. It cites continued safety concerns over their device exploding. The jailed Chinese scholar Ilham Tohti won the Martin Innes Award for his outspoken criticism of Beijing's policies toward Uyghurs. He was awarded the Honor for Human Rights on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Afghanistan has deployed hundreds of commandos backed by NATO airstrikes in Lashkargah to drive Taliban insurgents from the southern city after the militants killed 14 people in a coordinated attack, according to officials on Tuesday. More than 300 commandos have been deployed to the city to prevent Taliban advancement. That's according to the government's special envoy for security in Helmand. The World Health Organization said Tuesday that it would send 1 million cholera vaccine doses to Haiti. The country has seen the cases of the disease surge since it was ravaged by Hurricane Matthew last week. WHO cholera expert Dominique Legros told reporters in Geneva that so far more than 200 cases have been detected. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization said Tuesday that there were 11 confirmed cases of cholera in Yemen's capital of Sana'a. The World Health Organization reports psychological first aid can provide a mental health lifeline to people affected by crisis, including war, natural disasters, or an individual trauma like a car crash. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Applying medical first aid in case of emergency can mean the difference between life and death. Less recognized is the important role psychological first aid plays in helping people cope with the trauma of sudden tragedies and in preventing them from turning into long-term mental disorders. World Health Organization Public Mental Health Advisor Mark van Ommeren says listening to people in crisis is key in any psychological first aid intervention.
Listening without pressuring people to talk about what happened. If people want to talk about what they went through, that is very fine. One listens. But if one person doesn't want to talk, one just listens to whatever the person wants to discuss.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Israeli authorities have barred Palestinians from entering the country from the occupied West Bank ahead of the Jewish Yom Kippur holiday that begins on Tuesday evening, according to the army. Israeli security forces are on especially high alert following a Palestinian gun attack in Jerusalem on Sunday that killed two people. Driverless vehicle carrying passengers took to Britain's streets for the first time Tuesday. It's a landmark trial that could pave the way for their introduction across the country. Transport Systems Catapult plans to roll out 40 vehicles in the city. U.S. President Barack Obama said Tuesday the U.S. will partner with private industry to send people to Mars by the 2030s. He said he was excited to announce that they are working with commercial partners to build new habitats that can sustain and transport astronauts. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.